Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 3rd, broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction at 8 a.m., 32,140 head to sell, 3,400 feeder steers, 2,400 feeder heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and a couple of thousand calves on cows. Visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, for more info or call them 800-422-2117.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading service, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, good afternoon. We had a wild day in the markets. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures were mixed, with live cattle lower and feeder cattle higher. The December live cattle down 55 at 151.40. The February is 35 lower at 154.90. The April live cattle 37 lower at 158.50. And then feeder cattle were anywhere from about 75 to $2 higher, led by the November's up $2 at 178.92. We're back to near the highest levels we've seen in about a month and a half on the November feeder cattle. Currently, the index is 176.97, so a little bit below where the November currently trading. And November cattle expire early this month due to Thanksgiving on the 24th, so they expire on the 17th, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So November is always a little earlier than the rest. The hog market was down $1.90 at 83.30, with December at 83.30 here. February $1.25 lower, 87.20. The hog market seemed like it's kind of broken out to the downside, and in some instances crossing over some critical support levels at this point. It looks like the cash market on the live cattle may hold out for 152. They're asking 152 and 154. If we got 152, that'd be about $2 than what we saw last week. So hopefully we can have a little bit higher cash trade to keep the momentum rolling on the upside.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You won't want to miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, November 29th through December 1st. The free-to-attend show is everything. Hundreds of exhibitors showcasing large farming equipment, UTVs, seed irrigation, ag services, even holiday shopping experiences. Visit the show to earn CEU credits, catch market outlooks, or attend the new Cotton Conference. So much to do at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier show for High Plains Ag. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for details.
Today's grain futures market under quite a bit of pressure following an overnight decision of the Russians to reopen the export corridor or to ensure safe passing for grain vessels out of Ukraine. And on that news, the wheat market plummeted and gave back everything that it had gained following the weekend suspension. So basically the market went up because the Russians suspended the deal, and then now it's back when they came back. But this whole agreement is based on the one from a few months ago, which is set to expire November 19th, also the same day as the railway strike supposed to be resolved. So a lot going on in the next couple of weeks, but today we were down sharply. We also have rain forecasted for the next 3 or 4 days for the wheat belt, so that could provide some pressure. But July Kansas City wheat finished today down about 41 cents. 42 and a quarter actually at 930 and a half. Chicago wheat 40 to 56 lower. The beans were the one bright spot today, up 6 to 8. The corn market down 6 to 9, and then cotton for the second day in a row was up the limit in December, up 4 at 79 even. So again, it's about a 7 cent rally in the last 2 days for the December cotton. Looks like too many people got short. And then the Federal Reserve raised rates by 75 basis point, putting the Dow 400 lower. The bonds currently 24 lower.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and under your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.